Welcome to the Heyoka Coach Podcast. We're going to go deep, we're going to go heavy on subjects like awareness, energy, awakening to higher states of consciousness, all for the purpose of walking us through our journey from awareness to enlightenment, one moment at a time. You are no longer alone on this journey. I will be with you every step of the way. Why am I doing this? I've been asked numerous times in the past few weeks why it keeps coming up, and I scratch my head for the longest time. I can reflect on, I think this piece of information will be valuable, and bits and pieces of what I can offer, this will help and that will help. But it's bigger than that to me. It's about a realization of when my awakening started, when my realization that things weren't are as they seem, which is the antithesis of an awakening. Wait a minute, things just don't seem right to me anymore. You start questioning, I started questioning just everyday things. It just started to seem off to me, like not completely wrong. Some things were completely different than what, I thought they were. But really, it just started this questioning within me about really everything. Started with little things. Somebody would say something to me and it, normally I would agree with them. And all of a sudden I found myself seeking a different opinion or taking on a different perspective and maybe seeing from multiple perspectives where maybe in the past I haven't been able to do that. But it started a process in me, and I can say that, the first time that I really struggled with an awakening, so to speak, was when I was really young. But I'll start with the one, about the second big one when I was 15, late 14, 15, when, just another big wave came to me where, the little lies that you tell as a kid to get away with things from your parents and, that develop into a pattern of telling little white lies here and there. In my household, that was just common, little white lies to get out of trouble, things like that. Pretty common in many families, as I'm learning. But late 14 years old into my 15th year, when I would do that, it wouldn't feel good. I would tell a little white lie, and then immediately I would, my stomach would hurt, or, I would feel off balance or twisted. My inside would get twisted up a little bit, my throat might get tense or my hands will get sweaty. And obviously at first, I don't associate the fact that I'm being dishonest or not speaking the truth, as it exactly is, just a little white lie, right? But even that was enough deviated from the truth that when I was speaking it, it was causing a reaction in my body. And, I talk about this as if I realized all this right in the moment, but definitely not. I'm talking about 6 months, a year of the confusion around what's going on with me, why am I feeling yucky, or, and it's not just lies, that insinuates that I've been lying and I've been feeling yucky for a year, but it's not just that. I realized over time that it was anything that didn't align with what I felt was right, in my own truth, if you will, what I felt was the just thing to do or just the right thing to do in the moment. Any action that I would take that would misalign with that, I had a reaction similar to that I experienced when I was telling a lie. I would step into an activity, for example, that I knew goes against who I am. Maybe I'm following the path of my friends or something, and they're doing something that I wouldn't normally do that goes against what I believe is the truth, right? Or the right thing to do in the moment. And I find when I would do that, it was very similar to when I was telling a lie, right? That I reacted inside. I could feel inside. I could feel the ickiness, the vibrations, the low, the pains, the aches that came with it. And as I said, it's not as if this was all gathered up overnight and I just had this realization and epiphany. I want to tell you actually, and this gets to the reason why I'm talking to you, is it all frankly scared me to death. To wake up one day or the next day or a week later and 2 weeks later and still be of the mindset that is anything that I believed up to date true? Because with a powerful awakening comes the questioning of everything. You don't know what's real at times, and you don't know what's true and what's false. And you'll read a book and then you'll read another book and they say two different things and you have no idea what the truth is, because it kind of knocks you off kilter and it makes you start wondering about all things. And when you're alone and you're going through this, like I was, it's very, very scary. at the various ages I had this, very young, 4 or 5, again at 8, 15, total confusion, total lack of understanding of what was happening to me. Scary, very scary. I questioned my own sanity many times. Is this real? How can I be thinking so differently about these people that I grew up with? How can things be so different than the way I used to know them? And of course, it doesn't all come at once. You know, you just don't wake up the next day. Not necessarily. It can. It has in certain instances with me. You wake up the next day and things are just different. But typically, especially in the beginning, it's a gradual onset, a gradual process. At least it was for me in my experience. And it was the kind of these light bulbs going off. These like, hey, are you sure? Are you sure? Maybe you should think again about that. You know, this inner voice that was saying, I don't know. Yeah, I know. You used to believe that. But are you sure? Maybe we should look into that a little bit more closely. You know, this voice that seems to be coming from nowhere that you believed your whole life. You know, it's that one that says, no, don't do that. You're going to get in trouble. You know, right at the last minute, and then you decide not to. It's that voice. It makes you start wondering everything. And I'm telling you, when I was a child, it confused me. I was scared. I was alone, and I had nobody to turn to. And really, it wasn't until I got to be about 45 plus, 48 years old, where I started to understand that this was a thing. This wasn't just me, but a lot of people go through this. And that got me thinking that, man, I bet there's a lot of people out there alone, just like I was, wondering what in the heck is going on with me. So that's it. That's why I'm here. Because I'm going to spend a lot of time talking to you guys. I'm going to say a lot of things that happened to me over my lifetime of 53 years at this point. Almost 54. Not all of it's going to hit home for you. Not all of it's going to make sense to you. Not all of it is going to apply to you. But some of it will. Even if just parts of it, some of it will ring home. That's what I want to reach out to you with, is just that one little nugget. If out of all of the words I speak, you're able to pull away one nugget, then I'm doing what I set out to do. That's why I'm doing this, so I can help support even just one person out there with one bit of information that can help you on your journey. Because I know how desperately I needed that on mine, and it wasn't there. You're not alone anymore. I'm here. There are plenty of other people I'm going to interview, bring them on the show, expand the knowledge base best I can. I want to blow consciousness wide open. I want everybody to understand that they can control their level of awareness. They can control their state of consciousness. They can go inside. They can do energy work. They can do shadow work. They can balance their energy. They can learn to balance their energy with others. And they can make themselves productive if they're not productive now. And I don't mean in a go-to-work kind of sense. I just mean in a sense that you're happy and you're joy-filled during the day, as opposed to being miserable and always worrying about what's happening or what's going to happen. And so I'm here, right? I'm going to be here for you. I've got a lot of videos coming up. Watch for the one on shadow that's going to be coming out in a few days. Shadow work, definitely something important we're going to talk about. Talk to you soon. Bye.